We'll be talking about another theatrical production this morning on Arts News. In here with me are Nathan Shelton and Gretchen Teague from the Springfield Contemporary Theater, and I'm surprised there's anything left of Nathan right now. I mean, you think, well, you know, Gretchen's the director. She must be extremely busy and frazzled. But Nathan says he's just taken on the role of COA artistic director at SCT. He is starring in this show. He is producing this show. He also designed the sets for the show. Did you build them yourself?
Well, I had a lot of help. We had a lot of great volunteers, including Gretchen was there a lot with us. But
yeah, and my 6-year-old painted a little bit.
That's
too.
Right. And both of my kids are here now,
so
and they help too.
Right. They're here staying. They're here with you for the whole summer.
Chicago. Yeah.
Right.
Keeping it in the family.
Well, the show is called Accidental Death of an Anarchist. But it's a comedy.
It is a comedy.
It's very funny.
I liken it to a Looney Tunes cartoon live on stage. A political Looney Tunes cartoon.
Well, absolutely. Yeah.
And this was originally, with Dario Fo, I assume it's an Italian show. A political farce that, oh my gosh, I'm not even sure how to describe the plot.
Well, what's funny about this show, I think, is that it's based in reality. So there was this case of an anarchist who was...
That's the crazy thing, isn't it?
Who was questioned, by police and then accidentally fell out the window. And the...
in quotes.
Yeah, accidentally. Yes.
The ensuing... trial of the police officers and all that became fodder for Dario's script.
Well, and it was strange because the investigation reports were contradictory. So some of the reports said it was an accident, and some said it was a suicide. And so when they started looking into it, you know, all these things started to become uncovered, and this is his examination of that. And I think it happened in 68.
Yes. When he did the first production, he was actually getting transcripts from the trial and putting the new material into the show.
Now that's
every
a topical
night.
Show, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it is hilarious. It leaves reality, breaks the fourth wall. It's very inclusive with an audience. And remarkably enough, a show that was written in 1970 is very pertinent to our political climate today.
Yes.
Much so.
Well, it's not just broad farce or comedy. It's basically social protest. You might think of it as Karl Marx meets Groucho.
Absolutely.
In a way.
Absolutely.
Very much
That's a
so.
Great description.
And this is, of course, the Springfield area premiere. I can't imagine anybody trying to do this show before SCT has taken it on. So you know.
We like to do the things that nobody else will do.
Basically, you have this imposter who they call the maniac. And he impersonates a judge, and there's just constant chaos at the police station because of this.
Yeah, he's infiltrated, basically.
Yes.
That's the character that I play, the maniac, and he wants to find out what happened to his friend, the anarchist. And so he infiltrates, and hilarity ensues.
It gets crazy.
And the great thing is we have this awesome cast. It's such an ensemble piece. Mm-hmm. Every single character has... they're so funny and outlandish, and you kind of fall in love with all of them, even though some of them might arguably be bad guys, including the maniac. You just don't know what people's true motives are throughout the whole thing. It's kind of a mystery in that way as it uncovers.
Now, it opens tonight.
Yes.
First performance is tonight, and it will run Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2 p.m. through July the 16th at Springfield Contemporary Theater's center stage in Wilhoit Plaza there on the first floor at Roberson and Pershing.
Mm-hmm.
On the you might think of it on the back side of the Wilhoit Plaza.
Yes, kind of behind the Y there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, Gretchen, is this a play that you had been familiar with? Or?
Actually, yes. I probably read it 10 years ago. It was part of a curriculum that I was working on. And
we should say that Gretchen is your day job is kind of heading the International Baccalaureate program at Central High School.
For sure, the theater part of it. Yeah,
yeah, right.
And so sometimes when the IB curriculum shifts a little bit, we get some new things. And so this has been on my radar, but it wasn't just the right time. And then when Rick Dines read it this last spring, he said, this is it. We have to do this script. So,
And it wasn't, I guess it wasn't hard to convince you to get involved.
No, I read it when we were in our meetings discussing the season, and Gretchen came in with the accidental death, and I had never read it. I hadn't even heard of it. Mm. And I think a lot of people are that way with this material. But I do love Commedia, which this comes right out of Italian Commedia. The Marx Brothers, if you're a fan of them, you know, even Stooges, it's all in there because it all comes out of that kind of old school farce.
It's based on a real event. That's
is.
The weird thing.
It is. And the script. It is a political script, but it is so modern in its take and in its language. And this is actually it originally was Italian, of course.
Right.
This is a British translation. There's a great BBC version from the 80s that is out there. That's the same translation we're using. And it's on YouTube. It's hilarious. But it's great that when I read it, I couldn't put it down. I was like, I have to do this show. So I came out and auditioned, and thank God she cast me.
Yes, but did you know that you were going to be designing the sets too?
Yeah, well, it's just fun. You get to go to work every day and play, and you get to play with some amazing actors, including
Gretchen's husband. Who's in the cast? Sean's
Sean
in the
Teague's
cast.
Okay. In it. He plays the superintendent, probably the highest ranking officer. And then Caleb Norman is his assistant,
flunky,
brilliant comedian.
Good, yes. And then Bryant Turnage plays Inspector Bertozzo, who's he's a bomb expert, right?
Yes.
And
because the anarchist bombed a bank initially, and that's why he was in custody.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then Kristen Farr plays the only female character. She's a reporter, and she comes in to really get to the truth of everything. And then a newcomer.
Probably wishes she hadn't.
Right. Our newcomer to SCT is Nikki Anzalone. She's a CHS grad and is playing two roles, both named the constable.
Okay. Well, again, you can see the show starting tonight, running through July the 16th at SCT Center Stage. Tickets are available at 831-8001 or visit springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. And just a word with Nathan for a moment, since you came back from Chicago, basically because the theater needed you.
Yeah. I moved to Chicago 4 years ago, and I've been there, of course, growing up doing theater here. And I really found my home with Springfield Contemporary Theater. I've been with them for 21 years, since very, very close to their beginning. This
right.
is our 23rd season. And I started in a production called Falsettos, which just had a revival on Broadway. And I got hooked. It was the first time I felt like I was doing like a professional show. Even though it wasn't a, quote, professional show, I felt like that as a kid. And I worked with some amazing actors in that, and I got hooked on it. Later on in college, I began directing with them and met Gretchen and a bunch of other people that are also directors and producers and actors. And it was just a great theater home. And I always said, you know, the one thing that would get me to move back to Springfield would be if that theater needed me. And with Rick moving to the West Coast and us him needing a co-artistic director, it just seemed like a great fit. I couldn't help it. I had to come back. And it's been such a great experience. It's a lot of work, but it has been
a
great experience.
It's been a two-person operation. And with Rick being away, it'll still be just a two-person operation with you. And
yes, two and a half. Rick is still helping us with a lot of the
online
absolutely. Stuff.
And, absolutely.
And really, that's staff. But we have some amazing volunteers that help us because we, you know, just like any nonprofit theater company, we couldn't do this without the people that come in every day.
And Lord
and
knows Lou
sets.
Schaefer would not want to have to run the entire thing by himself.
No. And I know sometimes he might feel like that. But no, it's been wonderful. And we've been seeing a lot of new people on this
absolutely.
Show coming out and joining us. And you know, we're always eager for that. We love to see new faces down at the theater. There's always stuff to do. So,
right.
you know, if anybody wants to get involved, we would love that. It's been great on this show for sure.
Well, you can get involved. Contact SCT at 831-8001 if you're interested. But you can also purchase your tickets for Accidental Death of an Anarchist, opening tonight, running through July the 16th, Fridays and Saturdays, 7:30 p.m., Sundays at 2, 831-8001, or they're available online at springfieldcontemporarytheater.org, where you can also read up on the rest of the current season at SCT. Have you left out anything people would need to know about this?
No, we have some great videos that are online right now of behind the scenes stuff too on our Facebook page, and so yeah, check us out. Come out and see the show. I think that everybody's going to have a good time. We can't get through the rehearsals without laughing.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we laugh at each other. It's really hard in this show to keep a straight face. And we're all pretty seasoned comedians.
That's
in
right.
Show. But, man, it is difficult. It's such a good one.
So bring your laughing shoes, I guess, when you
That's
come
right.
see this show.
That's right.
Well, thanks to Gretchen Teague and to Nathan Shelton for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Have a fun opening night tonight.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.